Well, that was Tim Godfrey with Psalm 91. What a powerful song, but what a powerful word, a powerful prayer to declare over yourself as well. You are, of course, listening to Radio Pulpit. My name is Jenna Lee Belong, and this is Elevated. Today on the program with me, I have another power woman. Her name is Puseletso Modimogale. She is a business mentor, transformation life coach, an executive coach, a mind therapist. She is an author, and she has helped many, many people across the country to become all that God has called them to be. One of her books titled Mind Retirement Book is a self-mastery book that will help inspire you to be the best version of yourself by reflecting using the nuggets in 40 days of your life transformation. And now she's got a new book coming out very, very soon, The Healing of the Mother Wounds as well. Puseletso, good day, and thank you so much for joining me on Elevated.
Thank you so much for the invite. The journey has begun, and I am happy that I am here today and to talk to all the listeners who could be embarking on their transformational journey. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we are very blessed to have you. And I just first want to start with how you manage to do so many things, to be so many things, to write books, mentor people, help coach people as well. You help with mind retirement therapy. How do you balance it all? And maybe take us back a little bit. How did you become this powerful woman of God?
Thank you for the recognition. And I believe that everything happens at the right time when God intended for it to happen. I started way back as a holistic therapist, and I think my journey actually never even started when I studied. For me to study that, it was inspired by my background. So I come from a background where I used to look after my grandmother who was hit by stroke. And that way my passion for and my empathy level increased, and my care for those who are in need started. And so being a person who's very curious and inquisitive, I needed to know how do we help others like my grandmother who were hit by stroke. And I understood that it could be stress related or it could be part of self-neglect, and I needed to understand how the mind work at the same time. So when I was looking into the career path, I realized that I don't want to be a doctor, but I still need to help people to help themselves. That's why I studied at the time somatology, but I specialized mostly with social psychology and holistic therapy. And my passion and the love of realizing that we can give people support and the tools of self-help is where it started. And I practiced as a holistic therapist for over 25 years. And then later, I moved into personal development and coaching space. And for me, being in that space, I realized that I cannot be everywhere. I might not be reachable to people. I needed to duplicate myself. And I think that's where the books or self-help books were born for those who are unable to have access to coaching. They can actually self-coach through the tools that I am busy putting together and getting out to the market.
That's incredible. And in the process, you also started coaching professionals. I mean, some of the background is that you've coached now well over 30 executives. 60% of them were promoted into new roles. That's the testimonials. You've developed and
Yes.
coached over 300 entrepreneurs through enterprise and supplier development programs. And then some of the testimonials are that some increased their turnover and others procured with big companies. That's incredible testimonies coming from the work that you've done. Let me perhaps ask, since we have you on the line, what would be your number one advice for somebody who's listening today and they want to go into the business space or they are in a professional space and they want to advance but they feel stuck? What would you say to them?
I would say to them, seek help if you are unable to find ways in how you can unstuck yourself. Somebody who's sitting outside of you always has an opportunity to notice where the blockages are. As entrepreneurs or as professionals, sometimes we hit the ceiling or we hit a point where we are our own bottlenecks, meaning some of the behavior pattern, the thought patterns could hinder us from growing. So we need to be able to understand which areas of our growth and development we need to attend to so you can start doing the work. A lot of people, we are sitting on the blind spot, not being aware of how our current habits hinders us from growing, or our limiting beliefs that we have, or even the mind conditioning that can have an impact in our development. So if you sit with somebody who is qualified and an expert who can be able to assist you with raising self-awareness and helping you with your self-development, it will be the starting point for you in order for you to move forward.
Priscilla, so where does God fit in to all of this that you are doing? The mind, transformation that you are doing, the Mind Retirement Institute that you are leading. Where does God fit into all of this?
God is within all of us. And what we are doing is to actually embracing him in us, because he has given us he said, take dominions over the things of the earth. He has already given it unto us. It's in us to do the work of revealing and also unlearning and learning new ways of thinking. So somehow we conform a lot to the standard of the world. So we need to change our way of thinking and seeing the possibilities and also attracting abundance. We sitting at times as entrepreneurs or with people saying we want to acquire one, two, three, but our limitation is in the fear of not actually not believing that it is possible. So we need to actually do what the Bible teaches us. We use faith as part of our way of moving forward. We also have to change our paradigm by not limiting who God is in our lives. And thirdly, by understanding that everything gets revealed when we are ready, we are elevated to the next level. And all this is possible through God. And it's not in our doing. And I always, because I'm a Christian myself, I always believe that anybody who's coming into my space, into my practice, it's not by mistake. There is an assignment that God has put me in their life to come and complete. There is a purpose of why we are connecting. And I always am open, because I'm not only the one who give, I also receive a lot from the people that I'm coaching, because I know that everything happens at the right time and for a purpose.
Absolutely. You know, speaking about coaching, it's a phenomenon that has really become more popular, especially I would maybe suggest over the last 5 years. Before then, people didn't really realize that they can have a coach to the extent that we do now. Let me maybe ask you, who needs a coach? Is coaching just for rich people? Is coaching just for professional people? Is it just for somebody who has already made it to a certain point in life? Who needs coaching?
Thank you for asking that question. And I can tell you there's also some of the things we need to demystify. We need to really help people to overcome, because people tend to be scared of coaching. They tend to have their own perception of what coaching is, which is limiting. And also the people believe that I need a coach when I'm in trouble, or when I've experienced trauma, or it's like just like psychology. Which is not true. Even the highest performing people, the Michael Schumachers of the world, they have coaches, because it's the way of elevating your way of thinking and helping you to even perform better than your current state. So coaching is needed by anyone who is ready to transform their lives and who is ready to challenge themselves and to be face the reality of who they truly are, and is not even shy to be kept accountable. Many people don't like being account to anyone. Many people try like talking but not putting things into action. many people are struggling to even cross one goal that they've set, and they find that they keep on this every year is the same goal.
Yeah.
So why is that? When you have a coach, is a person whom you use as a toolbox within in your vehicle towards the destination you have set for yourself, who can assist you with the tools, resources, and also help you navigate the journey even much better, unlike when you are on your own. So it is actually for anybody who is really wanting to improve their lives and to live and thrive, both mind, body, and soul.
Before we get into a music break and into your new book, Healing of the Mother Wounds, let me then ask you about some of the lowest points in your life or challenging points in your life that it took God and maybe even a mentor, a coach, or somebody who's discipling you to get you through. If you were to reflect on the goodness of God in the lowest point in your life, what would that be?
Yeah, I have so many lowest moments that I've experienced. Let me talk about the moment when, as a young mother, I was conceiving and fell pregnant, and I lost pregnancies one after the other. And I think the third time when I had that miscarriage, it hit me hard because I then started believing that I cannot produce anything that is life. I found myself wondering what is it that my womb can't produce, because at the end of the day, I kept on giving birth to stillborns or losing the children along the journey. At that time, I remember this conversation that I had with myself while I was still in hospital. The walls are somehow, because the walls are too thin, you can hear the next person next to you giving birth, and the child is crying, knowing very well you are being induced to give birth to a child you cannot hold or not even have. And at that moment, it was just after the lady next to my room was giving birth, and as I saw a different message from how I received that cry, to me was this: there are so many people who are looking like they are alive yet walking dead spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and I probably am called to help them realize and keep their lights within them alight. And I think for me, that's when I found the need to start an organization called Women Emancipate Yourself Foundation, where I supported women who were going through life challenges to embark on their personal development journey and to give birth to life. And that was 2010 when I started the movement. The movement grew so big. It even rolled out nationwide. And I have so many testimonies of women who were struggling with a lot of stillborns, not only losing children, but also who would start projects, but they never see them through, who would attract positive things in life, but they never resulted to anything, who would want aspire to become something, but they would halfway through give up on themselves. For me, that was when your dream is. This day is dead, and you don't get to give birth to life. And to me, that's a testimony that I saw how God could use a moment I could have died in, but He elevated me to see it as a journey to help others who would easily are almost giving up in their lives to become and achieve what they want in life.
Let's use this opportunity then, maybe just for a moment, to speak to somebody who's listening today and they've gone through physical miscarriages, still birth, perhaps, or spiritually, financial, as you said, projects that they start and they're simply struggling to produce life in any area of their life. Or they're in the process at the moment of either being pregnant, but they had a miscarriage before, or they're starting a new business. But the other businesses have failed in the past, and that fear Pusaletso is really gripping them, that fear of not being able to produce life. What would you say to somebody who might be sharing in that emotion and that fear and that challenge today?
I would say your fear looks real, but it is not what God is intended for you. Because you are not going through what you are currently going through for nothing. There is a message hidden behind that pain. There's a message hidden behind that fear. You just have to trust in God, and when He gives you the direction to say, go and register a business, this is the business concept, or give you the message to say, write a book, this is your message to the world. We need to trust that. He gives us all those ideas, all those prompting, all those encouragement for us to come and impact the world, to be the salt of the earth. So I know that it is, of course, we can also kill our dreams by elevating fear and not elevating God in our lives. Where light, and I like what they normally say, light and darkness don't coexist.
Yeah.
And I know that where God is, there's light. We need to know it is possible for you to give birth to a healthy child. We need to be known. It is possible for you to start a business and succeed. We just take the lessons of the previous things that didn't come through for us and use them for the net to elevate the current projects that we are working on. Trust and faith is going to be one of the elements or the ingredient of success for us, and never giving up on yourself and never giving up on your dreams that you have. It's going to be persistence that will carry you also through to see the end of it. We let us not be people who sometimes give up too quickly because
Yeah.
we doubt ourselves. We don't believe that we are worthy, and we don't think it is possible. Everything is possible. It just depends on whether we are vibrational or whether we are in, we our faith is carrying us through that dark patch of our life.
Before we continue to your book, let me ask you this. What is a mind retirement therapist?
So it's the ability to help people shift their paradigm, help them to unstuck their in to be to thrive in their world, and to help them to dream and to believe the possibilities of their dreams. So that's where we call it mind retirement, because we bombard our mind with negativity, with the belief of it is impossible. We discourage ourselves based on our past experiences and traumas. So the mind is carrying a lot, and it's only when you change the way you see things and you show up and the way you view yourself, then things start changing. So that's why we need to retire this mind from always mental slavery and mental imprisonment that is holding us back from seeing the possibilities and seeing ourselves as creators.
So interesting. A mind retirement coach. She also has the Mind Retirement Institute. Go and get more details on that. But now I want to get into your book. It's being launched on the 11th of May, Healing from the Mother Wounds. Let's start by trying to unpack exactly what a mother wound is.
Thank you so much. You know, this is such an exciting project because mother wound is it's going it's a heartfelt and soul awakening guide that we are really providing for people. Hence, we call it a self-help book. But mother wound is all the hurt and the pains that you have experienced from your own mother, whether before you were even born, when you were born, and in your past. Whether it's you are being abandoned or rejected or neglected or even unloved. So these are the wounds that we are referring to.
You know, I find it interesting because we often speak about, okay, let's call it in this context, the father wound, wounds
Yes.
that we were inflicted by being rejected by our fathers, abandoned by our fathers, for instance. But it's my first time hearing somebody speak in such detail about the mother wound. What led you to writing this book? Maybe share some of your personal journey of the mother wound with us.
What led me to writing this book is because of being a coach. You sit a lot listening to people's stories, and I realized that majority of people, both men and women, their root cause of their pain stems from the mother wound, and that actually gave me a need for us to talk about it, because as you are saying, we talk a lot about father wounds, but we don't really unpack how a mother wound looks like. Because wound can co be caused maybe even through emotional neglect. You can still have a loving mother in your house, but emotionally feel neglected. You can have a loving mom at home, but who criticizes you all the time? Or who's over-controlling? You don't own, you can't make your own decision. You cannot actually be a child that has a freedom to make choices because the mother is over-controlling. Or the unresolved pain of certain big things that has happened. So I'm talking about some wounds are somehow, it's not only when you don't have a mother in your life, it can be still when you currently still have a mother in your life, but her character and her behavior and her own wound, she bleeds on her children and unaware and aware. So those are the wounds that are caused, and later they become they affect our lives. So,
Pusuletso, yeah, you just said something so powerful there. Your mother also having her own wound, perhaps, and then bleeding onto her children. But I want to ask you, just because, for instance, there is some part of what your mother is doing that is affecting you and wounding you, bruising you, essentially. Does that mean that she's a bad mother, that she's a bad person?
that is why this book is important, so that you can actually understand why your mom is doing what she does. It doesn't make her a bad person, it just make her a person with her own past, her own trauma that shaped her character. I'll give you an example, and also the reason why I wrote the book, because I also have my own mother wound that I've experienced with my lovely mom. She's late now, but I'm glad that we resolved a lot of other issues that I encountered as a child. So growing up as a young girl, I never got an opportunity to stay with her. I went to stay with my grandmother, and I only came to stay with her at my teenage stage. I was already 16 years when I came back home to complete my high school. And I found that it was difficult for my mom to connect with me because she just doesn't know how to live with a teenager in the house. And at that time, I think I evoked most of her insecurities and her fears and other childhood traumas that she experienced, because she became very strict to a point that she was even strict on me on having a relationship with my dad. The young mind at the time interpreted that as she is jealous, or she doesn't want me to have a relationship with my dad. She is selfish. All those things, because those are the emotions that she used to evoke in me by how she handled my relationship with my dad, but verbally also accused me of saying I want to have a relationship with my dad. It was such a tough time for me, especially living in a home where I really want to enjoy having both parents, but it was restricted by the other parent because of her own fears. I reported this to her mom, which is my grandmother on maternal side, and my grandmother, I think, helped me understand my mom better. And she said to me, "Your mom has had a a better share of her life when she was a child. I'm not surprised that she's reacting like this because she hasn't probably healed from her own childhood traumas. And I asked, what is it that my mom experienced as a child? And she said, no, she was very close to her dad, very much where one day she walked in on her father with another woman. And ever since then, she never trusted a man. So I saw it from a different eye to realizing that it's her way of protecting me, but the way she's showing it is hurting. I later had a conversation with my mom, and she was so surprised to realize that how I'm perceiving all that in her mind was her protecting me from any man from hurting me. But if I didn't have that conversation, I could have walked away with pain. I could have walked away with a lot of misunderstandings between me and her, maybe even because it took me a long time before I can confront it and took me a long time before I can even talk to her about it. And I even wanted to study far away so that I don't have to visit home as often due to the fact that I was scared of how she always treat me when I'm in the house. So now this is my journey and how I managed to eventually see her, and I started seeing her from her wounded self more than it was about me, and I could forgive and I could actually start building a healthier relationship with her. So many of us are also going through something. Till we understand the root cause, sometimes we are walking away with pain and hurt and not realizing that that had nothing to do with us, but it has everything to the person who's doing something to you.
That is incredible. And I can already hear that this book is going to help many, many people. Healing from the Mother Wounds being launched on the 11th of May. Talk to me about the launch just briefly. I know that as you do, this will not just be an event, but it will be a movement.
Definitely. This is a healing experience. This is a movement that we are going to roll out nationwide. The 11th of May, it has a lot of activities in it. However, it's just an experience of half a day starting from 12 to 5. But within that, we're bringing in different holistic modalities that people can experience and start embarking on their healing journey. We have a soul dance. Where people get to dance and let go and release negative energy. We have the yoga where we heal our root chakra because the womb is also our own wombs as women. And mind you, the 11th of May, are you aware, is Mother's Day. We want to celebrate Mother's Day through healing mothers, through healing women, because we need to start with us. Some of the pain that we are carrying, we could be passing on to our own children. We need to raise awareness of what is it that will, we don't cause pain to our children that they start wanting to heal from us in the future. So that's the day where we unpack this mother wound. Both men and women are welcome. It's not only for women. But there will also be a lot of conversations with other co-authors that we who have shared their own stories. The reason why it's powerful for me to have written this book with co-authors was because I don't want it to be just about me. I don't want it to be about my own story. It has to be a lot different stories, which we will continuously hear from those whom we will invite to various platforms that we have to share their own stories. Through sharing, you are healing, but through sharing as well, you can start also creating communities of people that you can walk the journey together to be able to help and support one another. So that's what the day is about. But I think most importantly, it is your day, especially because you have just decided, I'm no longer wanting to live with this pain. I'm no longer wanting to walk with the feeling of insufficiency. Or to even feel like I'm not wanted, I'm not loved, I'm not good enough. This is the news that now embarking on that healing journey.
Where do people find more information? Where is the event taking place, and how do they get their hands on the book? Just briefly, please.
Okay, we are visible on all social media platforms. If they can look for Mind Retirement Institute or hashtag Mind Retirement, but we can go to our website mindretirement.com to access the event booking and also contact us on our WhatsApp line, which is 0826899611. I'm very much Googleable, Puseletso Modimogale. Then you'll be able to access more information from me.
I love that. The WhatsApp number again, 0826899611. 0826899611. Puseletso, thank you so much for your time today here on Elevated. Fascinating conversation. And I can't wait to see what comes out of this, the testimonies that what will come out of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and it was lovely talking to you.